Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Against the parliament in passing the nominations of the president, they will also not pass it. The Attorney General has been speaking. I'm speaking in an interview with Joy FM. Attorney General Godfrey Eboah-Dame challenged
the bill that really has a chance to save the nation huge billions of cedis. That bill was passed in July 2023. It was only brought to the president for his assent about 3 weeks ago. So clearly,
against the parliament in passing the nominations of the president, they will also not pass it. The Attorney General has been speaking. I'm speaking in an interview with Joy FM. Attorney General Godfrey Eboah-Dame challenged the intent behind the push for the bill.
I had actually mooted bills in parliament, sponsored bills in parliament. It must only be politics which will excite the interest of parliament in this manner, as to even when there's a court process pending. Force the transmission of the bill to the president for his assent. And I made the point, and I still repeat, that everything connected with this bill is politically motivated. There's some judges and co who are sponsored this bill, and they not take a position which is markedly different from what they took about 8 years ago when they were in government. Some judges not captured on radio, on video, as actually advocating the respect for gay rights. As President Mahama, when he was vice president, also not captured on video, as also advocating respect and tolerance for gay rights. So how come the same president are now the ones advocating the passage of this law?
So that was Attorney General Godfrey Eboah-Dame. Let's bring in one of the proponents of the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill, Emmanuel Kwesi Bejara, who is a co-sponsor of this particular bill. Thanks for joining us, sir. Now, first off, what role has politics in your push for the passage of this bill?
Well, good evening, and thank you so much for reaching out to me. I will say categorically that there's no politics in pushing for this bill. You are aware that we are 8 sponsors of the bill, and one of our sponsors comes from our friends from the majority side. That's the Reverend Intin Fojo, who is from the NPP side. And so if there is anything to go by, since we have our colleagues from the other side supporting him. Having said that, you have some of our colleagues from the other side who got amendment. The former majority leader, Honorable Chairman Samboso, supported the bill to the letter. His amendments were all carried out. The Honorable former Minister for Science and Technology, who also supported it and gave us some explanation, Dr. Frie, giving us some explanation with medical understanding. And so clearly, there was no political push for this bill. And so I don't have one. I don't believe any of my colleagues who sponsored this bill have one, any political connection to this bill.
Mm. How then do you respond to the AG who's accusing you and your other sponsors of engaging in politics?
Well, I don't know where you're taking it from. I don't believe that any of us are engaging in politicking of this. If he thinks that any of us are engaging in politicking with this bill, then he should come out to name the person. I believe he said he mentioned Sam George in particular. Sam George is not the only sponsor. We are 8 sponsors, and I mentioned that one of us is from the other side. And so does that mean that my colleague from the other side is also doing politics with this?
Well, but people say that, I mean, since this bill was passed, we've heard that Ghana is likely to lose millions of dollars as a result of the passage of this bill. Aren't you moved to probably reconsider your stance, or aren't you moved in any way that even though we're going to lose all of these millions of dollars, I mean, you're still not perturbed, and this should stand.
I don't think anybody thinks that Ghana will be losing. Whoever thinks that Ghana will be losing millions of CDs have that in a figment of his own imagination. No institution has ever come out to say that because you have passed this bill, I will not give you whatever that is due you, whether it is a grant or a loan or facility. Or have you heard anybody saying that I will not bring investment to Ghana? I have not heard any. The only person I've heard was the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador, who alleged, by saying that when she met the journalist, saying that people from that community will not be able to bring investment to this country. And also, I also heard the UN rapporteur on human rights also making some statement to that effect, and then the IMF. But in all, we have not had any institution or anyone coming to say that I'm withdrawing my support for Ghana because of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have heard of any.
But you've mentioned some institutions that you've heard sort of create the impression that this is likely to happen.
Yes, anyone who have support for this bill who also would like to support us. There are institutions that will be willing that are morally right, that has all that it takes to support us, are willing also to come and invest in this country. This is our culture, this is how we are, and if you feel that you don't you cannot stay with us in our condition as we are, then you better don't stay with us. You better take your investment away. I've said it over and over that I'm one of the people who push for any person, any institution that we will promote and fund any activities that is connected to this community. I will rise up against that person. The person will have to move his business away from me. We don't need those businesses in the country. If they are here, they should come aboard to say that, yes, this is our business, and therefore we are moving out of this country. And we'll be happy for the person to move out, for us to have space for our people who have the moral conscience to move this country forward in the right direction, that engaging in activities that we think is affront to our dignity and our culture.
I mean, in all fairness, I mean, say you are in government and your government needs all of these monies to help you execute your agenda. You're saying that you will look at all of those monies, look at your agenda that you have to prosecute to those monies, and still say that even though you're going to lose them, you still stand by the bill. The bill must be assented to.
The moment we equate this bill to financial inducement or financial support, we are missing the mark. I mean, there are bills that we pass. Recently we passed a bill on a private member's bill that was passed in the House, and the president assented to it, which has to do with the penalty, for that matter, except the witchcraft one, which was not assented to by the president. Which the death penalty has been passed, it was assented to by the president. Who has raised an issue concerning that? But this particular one, people are raising issue because it borders on our culture. Now, let me give you the reverse. Can I go to America now or any of the developed nations that have this, in place, this community of people living there? Can I go there and marry, in addition to my wife now, a polygamous marriage? I cannot live in that country. It's the law against anyone who have the polygamous marriage. And so we should not equate this bill to any financial inducement or financial investment, for anyone to think that without, their support, we cannot do anything. My brother, this is a country that is rich in gold, rich in oil resources, rich with cocoa, in all aspects of natural resources. Why can't we harness? We have to depend on our slave master. We have to depend on anybody telling you that, do this before I give you funding. If that is it, then we, all of us, including myself, leaders, we have missed it and we have lost the way. Okay. We better give way to others to come and rule this country. Mm. We cannot continue like that. We have everything in this country to make it up. I don't think even my government, if it's in power, and today and they want any support, and I want to be on record that if my government, NDC government, comes to power today and he wants to support us, I will rise up against that government.
Mm. Okay. Honorable, do stay with me. Let me bring in Very Reverend Father Clement Kwesi Ejeh, who is Secretary General to the Catholic Bishops Conference. Reverend, grateful for joining us here. The Catholic Bishops Conference has made its stance clear on this bill. Now, the AG says all of the people who have been, supporting this bill are doing that from a political point of view. I'm not sure you include that, but what's your response to such, a viewpoint from the Attorney General?
Thank you. I don't think that the Attorney General is being fair, that everyone who opposes, who is supportive of this bill, is doing that from a political point of view. I mean, that is not correct. That's not correct at all. You don't bring politics into this. If MDC is able to be having a problem, fine. But it shouldn't include the churches, the faith-based organizations. That is not right. After all, when the bill was passed, we were following it. 100%. So were they being partisan in the bill? Both MPP and NDC, they were supported and passed by 100%. So you can't just say that all those who are supporting the bill, they are doing that from the point of view of politics. That is not right, and that is not correct. I don't know why you're saying that. Is it because of those who sponsored? Seven of them are from the minority side, and only one is from the majority side. But when the bill was brought before Parliament, it was passed 100%.
So, if you look at it, yes, it's been passed, but assenting to it has been a problem because, according to the presidency, there's been a case filed against that in the Supreme Court. What do you make of the happening after the bill was passed?
It is a bit unfortunate. You see that this is coming up. For me, it's like our democracy is young. We are growing. These things may come up. What they need to do is to sit down behind the scenes and talk, because it affects both of them. Like, the legislature has its role to play. Executive has its role to play, and the judicial. The checks and balances are okay. They're good for us. Once in a while, they may have this kind of problems and so on. But for me, it's a young democracy, and we are growing. But it's unfortunate. For me, the bill should have been transmitted to the president. And there are rules. If you look at it, even though you have a problem, I've heard what the Attorney General said, giving reasons and so on. This is what the president could have given and sent it back to Parliament without the memorandum for them to look at them. He didn't do that. And now you are coming to give us reasons. The Constitution doesn't say Attorney General should give us reasons. The president should write a memorandum with all the reasons for the legislature to consider. That wasn't done. And you are saying because there was an injunction, there was no injunction on you. It was rather on Parliament not to transmit. So it has nothing to do with it. Whether the Parliament will transmit or not, it has nothing to do with you, the presidency. I don't know why they are playing this game.
But the Constitution also says that if a bill is passed and there's an interlocutory injunction against that bill, the president would have to wait for the processes at the Supreme Court to be exhausted before he signs it. So he is doing what the Constitution mandates him to do. Isn't it not fair to give him that?
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.